It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis Sohair. The American Bar Association is one of the most influential organizations in the country. Its new president is from Atlanta. Linda Klein is senior managing shareholder at Baker Donaldson. She became the ABA president August 8th. Linda Klein joins us now. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Delighted to be here.
You're starting your term with an initiative to get more legal services to more military veterans. But how are they different from other folks who also have trouble getting access to the legal system? That's a problem whether you're a veteran or not, isn't it?
It is true that 80% of poor people lack access to legal services. Veterans, though, are a unique population. They return home after persistent combat exposure, redeployment, separations, and they encounter a variety of legal problems, such as evictions, child custody disputes, wrongful denial of benefits, credit problems. And so this year, the American Bar Association and lawyers throughout the country are coming together to help this unique population that needs help so much get more help.
In what ways?
Medical legal partnerships that pair VA facilities with lawyers to solve clients' legal problems. We're going to be promoting veterans treatment courts. In fact, there are 20 veteran treatment courts here in Georgia already. A veteran will have a problem such as a drug or alcohol abuse, and that leads to a criminal arrest. And so in the encounter with the criminal justice system, those who are very well trained, often judges who are veterans, work with the veteran to try to get them into a better position and so they can come off of drug and alcohol abuse. And we're looking to expand veteran treatment courts to include areas that are not criminal, like civil matters such as debt collection and domestic relations.
Does this initiative, though, mean at some point having to take on the Veterans Administration over some of the problems that vets are having with the VA, whether it's treatment delays, something falls through the cracks, and a veteran commits suicide? Is there any limit on how far you can go, perhaps even in confronting the VA?
I've already met with the General Counsel of the Veterans Administration and other leaders in the VA. And so many of them are willing to work with us. The VA does not view this effort as by any means controversial or confrontational with them. They legitimately want to help, and we intend to work with them to do that as best as we can.
Another initiative in your first month, you asked U.S. Senate leaders to hold confirmation votes to clear the backlog of federal judicial nominations. You said all those vacancies in the federal courts pose serious problems for the legal system. Now, over the years, each party has held up nominations from a president of the other party. And since Republicans now control the Senate, did the ABA go so far as to claim that they are the ones who need to get things moving?
The ABA doesn't quite go that far because on September 6th, I wrote a letter to both Senator McConnell and Senator Reid, the leaders for both parties, and I asked them to take action on 20 district court nominees. Some have waited as over 300 days, and many have waited over 200 days. So we have asked, the ABA has asked under my signature, for the Senate to take these 20 judgeships. These are trial court judgeships. These are not appellate court judgeships. We're not talking about the Supreme Court nominee right now, but to please get these 20 judges confirmed. They have all come out of the Senate committee with great bipartisan support, and they're ready for a vote.
Why do you think it's not happening?
There have been comments that there's not enough time left in the session to vote on the pending nominees, or even if it were available, it's just customary to stop confirming judges at this point in a presidential election year.
That's certainly been an argument made in the case of Judge Garland.
Well, the ABA disagrees with both of those statements. There's ample precedent for confirming multiple district court nominees on the same day during the final months of a presidential election year. And there is a Congressional Research Service that has that data, and I've made that data available to Senator McConnell and Senator Reid.
You said that there's ample precedent for confirming judicial nominees in the last part of a presidential election year. Now, your letter doesn't cover Judge Garland's nomination to the Supreme Court, because that is a very controversial one. But in general, do you think that that principle that you outline, that there's ample precedent for a vote, applies to Judge Garland?
In my letter, I chose to focus on the way we could do the most good the most quickly. And in that letter, I'm looking at trial courts where most Americans are affected, particularly where there are judicial emergencies.
But as a general question, and I know your letter doesn't refer to Judge Garland, do you think the same principle applies in his case?
The ABA has reviewed Judge Garland. The ABA committee, this independent committee, has rated him well qualified.
Linda Klein is the new president of the American Bar Association. She is from right here in Atlanta, where she's senior managing shareholder at Baker Donaldson. Thanks so much for being with us, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to coming back.